Well, there are more than 9 million families in the United States without a bank account today, and many of them are eligible for and receive tax refunds every year. There are working families that are receiving the earned income tax credit, and they end up paying a lot to get their tax refund. They receive it by a paper check. It takes them longer to receive than if they had direct deposit, and many of them turn to higher cost alternative financial services. So what we're trying to do is test out a new idea to reach these families with a basic debit card financial account, an account that would provide them access to their tax refund, but would also be able to be used all year long to direct deposit their other income, to pay bills, to save for the future. And we'll be piloting these accounts in the coming tax year.
Now, will these be accounts that are maintained by Treasury Department employees and servers, or are you signing up subcontracting institutions to handle it?
We'll be working with the private sector to offer these accounts. So the private sector will be the ones that are administering the accounts, just the way you would expect in a normal bank account relationship.
So what is Treasury's role in that, just as matchmaker between individuals and these institutions?
That's right. We're designing the pilot so we can test out what features are attractive to people, what's the best way of reaching people who would want these accounts, what's the most efficient way of signing them up, what product features best meet their financial services needs, and then linking up individuals with those accounts.
Well, a basic question does come to mind. Why can't individuals simply go to a bank now and open up a basic type of account? They're not too expensive.
Well, many banks don't offer the kinds of accounts yet that would be useful to low and moderate income households, which are predominantly the unbanked. So many of such households would find it difficult, for example, to use a basic checking account. Checking accounts tend to be relatively expensive for banks to offer to people with low balances in them. And many low-income families would find the risk of paying fees for insufficient funds or overdraft to be too large to make such accounts worthwhile. So the kinds of accounts we're talking about are checklist checking accounts. They're accounts that you can only access with a debit card, that have no overdraft in them, that are really low risk and low cost, both for the bank to offer and for low-income people to use. They're not predominantly found in the marketplace today, and this is a way of jump-starting that effort.
Because I think the way that banks tend to, or at least until now, have tended to make money with high-risk accounts, if you will, is just by charging very high interest rates and fees for things. Is it because this is not possible now under financial re-regulation that we just enacted in the country? Does that cause this to be a more difficult situation for people to find banking?
No, it isn't harder for people to find bank accounts today than it was in the past. The question is, what kinds of accounts are they, and do they meet the financial services needs of low and moderate income households? And so this pilot effort is a way of encouraging the private sector to partner with us to reach these low and moderate income households with new types of accounts that would meet their financial services needs.
We're speaking with Michael S. Barr. He's the Assistant Treasury Secretary for Financial Institutions. And what would be the incentive for the institution? Well, first of all, before we get to how they would make money, if they would, what kinds of institutions do you envision being part of this program?
Well, in this pilot initiative, we're going to be working with a financial institution to offer the different kinds of products. And one method we're going to use is to offer this product through direct mail, where really the Treasury Department, through our financial management service, is reaching out directly to low and moderate income individuals who have received paper check refunds in prior years. And a second method is we're going to be partnering with the private sector through a payroll company provider to go through employers to reach these same low and moderate income households. So different methods to reach out to low and moderate income households, both based on working with a bank, a financial institution, to offer a suite of financial service offerings through this account, and to test which of these are the most attractive and useful for people.
Now, the institutions that are participating in the pilot, Are they doing this as volunteers? Was there a competitive situation to try to sign them up? How do they come to be the ones you're working with?
Well, we have fiscal agency relationships with a number of financial institutions, and we'll be working through that process in this way to find a provider for this pilot effort. So it is really a testing process, not how we're going to necessarily go about doing this initiative in the longer term, but on a pilot basis to test out what works and what doesn't.
So eventually it could be people like, I don't know, Citibank and Bank of America, places like that?
There could be major financial institutions who would want to get involved in this, and we're hopeful that the pilot initiative will encourage the private sector to come to the plate with a range of offerings that meet the financial services needs of the unbanked.
And do you think that those institutions will be able to make a profit at this?
I think the only way this is going to work over time is if these are sustainable accounts, sustainable for the financial institutions to offer and sustainable for low and moderate income households to use. So we really need to experiment to find the best mix of product features, pricing, and so on that is attractive to both customers and to financial institutions.
And in their day-to-day transactions, the final customer would interact with the institution, not directly with the Treasury Department.
That's right. In this pilot initiative, we would be providing all kinds of support to the effort. For example, additional information on the accounts, financial education in the form of stuffers about the account. But the direct relationship for the individual is with the financial institution offering the account.
It sounds like something that even, I don't know, maybe affluent families would want to offer for their children just to get them used to saving and banking.
It may be that some of the lessons learned from the pilot would be useful to the private sector in developing those kinds of offerings, precisely because they're low risk for a young person, a student, to try out, to get used to the idea of saving without facing the risk of overdraft or of insufficient fund fees on their account.
And so just to make it clear, this is not a Treasury account. There's no kind of federal bank being created here.
There is no federal bank being created here.